Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. With the frigid temperatures today and blustery winds, stay indoors if possible. Be sure your home emergency kit is stocked. You should keep your gas tank at least half full when temperatures are below zero. Also, avoid carbon monoxide poisoning. Never heat your home with a gas stove top or oven. Check the batteries in your carbon monoxide detectors regularly. Make sure your pets are safe as well. Limit their time outdoors. If you must be outside in sub-zero weather, be sure you know the signs and symptoms of hypothermia. These include shivering, exhaustion, confusion, and slurred speech. Symptoms can look similar to intoxication. Call 911 if someone is exposed to cold temperatures and you see these symptoms. More housing is coming to Richland Center. A project to help meet the housing demand in Richland Center has been in the works for several years. Mayor Todd Coppernall is excited to see the Panorama Estate deal come to fruition.
This is really exciting, and I wanted to make sure the people of Richland Center heard this as soon as possible. The developers agreement, the revised, updated developers agreement for the Panorama Estates apartment project was signed yesterday by myself, Ashley Oliphant, the city administrator, and Dwayne Kleinsasser, who, of course, is the builder involved in the project. And this was a very long process. We had to work around the pandemic, which caused delays in the process. But we've done all of that, and this was reviewed legally and also a good financial review from the folks down at Ehlers. And everybody came to terms. The city council approved those terms, and we signed it yesterday.
The original plan called for building 2 and 3 to be built separately. The plan signed Wednesday calls for the buildings to be built simultaneously.
So building 2 and building 3, which were called for in the original agreement, but they'll be done much sooner now by several years than what the original agreement had called for, because the builder actually insisted that they build those buildings simultaneously so they could take advantage of economies of scale. And what the plan is in June of 2025, so this next June, they'll break ground. They'll get the foundation done on the second building up there. And when that's done, they'll begin the third building. And each of those two buildings will have 46 apartments. So there are 92 new apartments coming to Richland Center, construction beginning in June.
Mayor Todd Coppernall would like to thank everyone who has been involved in getting this project underway.
I can't even remember all of the names of everyone that's worked on this, but this began when Paul Corcoran was mayor. The first building was completed when Mike Kaufman was mayor. So several city councils, the plan commission, the utility folks and the utility commission, the city council who approved this. Now, Melinda Jones was instrumental when she worked for the city in getting the original financing package put together. It's a long list. This has been a community project because all of us involved, including the builder, can understand easily how important it is to the future of the community. And there's two big reasons. The first obvious one, 92 new homes in Richland Center at one time. I don't think that's ever happened here before. And the other one, don't forget that that's significant new construction in town that affects over time, that benefits all of our local taxpayers because there's more folks, more buildings involved sharing that burden. So 92 new homes and a big boost coming through the years for the local tax base is just a tremendous win for Richland Center.
U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa has announced that the department is investing over $32 million to strengthen rural infrastructure and create more good-paying construction jobs in Wisconsin. Projects being funded include, in Juneau County, a $1.5 million loan will help the village of Linden Station make upgrades to the sewer collection and lift station system. In Oneida County, a $5.2 million loan and a $1.3 million grant will help the city of Rhinelander make improvements to water mains and sanitary and storm sewers. And in Vernon County, a $24.2 million electric infrastructure loan and loan guarantee program loan will be used by Vernon Electric Cooperative to help connect 801 consumers and build and improve 203 miles of line. This loan includes $2 million in smart grid technologies. Vernon Electric Cooperative is headquartered in Westby and serves on average 11,513 consumers through 2,180 miles of line through seven counties. This program is part of a nationwide announcement that USDA is investing $6.3 billion in rural and tribal communities across 44 states to expand access to a clean and reliable electric grid, provide safe drinking water, and create good-paying jobs. More than 200 projects are being financed to strengthen the nation's infrastructure in rural places, growing the American economy from the middle out and bottom up. An urgent issue faces farmers when they meet in Wisconsin Dells this weekend. If Congress doesn't pass an extension of the expired farm bill soon, outdated laws go into effect. Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden explains.
We really need to make sure that the farm bill is there so that, number one, farmers have protection, but number two, consumers have protection too. And without it, we're both in trouble because people simply won't be able to afford to eat.
Von Ruden says going back to old 1930s laws doesn't work in today's economy. One example, farmers would be paid a set amount, but consumers would pay twice as much as the current price. He believes everyone will be hurt without any movement on the farm bill. There will be plenty of holiday spirit at the Richland Center City Auditorium this Sunday when the Richland County Performing Arts Council hosts the final concert of the 2024 year. The event will feature Nashville recording artist Maggie May.
Pretty excited to be back in Richland Center. Haven't been there for several years. We're going to be doing our first Christmas show that we've done in several years. I think the last time I did a show was in 2018, and we're just pretty excited to be coming to Richland Center.
The concert, Maggie May's Country Christmas Show, will have the Sawmill Creek Band and Eric Knopfsinger performing with Maggie. There will be a wide variety of music for all to enjoy.
We're going to have a mix of not just Christmas music, we'll have country music as well. And that gives it a nice all-around show, and it kind of shows off the talents of the band. I'll sing, they'll sing, and just makes a nice rounded show.
If you attend the show, you may experience an Elvis sighting when the special guest appears.
You are in for a treat, who's ever there. If you follow this little guy around, Leroy Elvis Peterson is his name, and he's from Kendall, Wisconsin. I've been working with him since he was probably 13 or 14 that I'd have him as a special guest, and here he's, I think, 25 or 26 now, and he's sounding better than ever, and if you close your eyes, he sounds like Elvis or Johnny Cash, and he's just got a pretty unique stage presence, and we really enjoy working with him. He's got quite a following.
Maggie May is looking forward to bringing Christmas cheer to all in attendance.
I can't wait to perform these songs and just seeing the people sing along and having a great time to some great toe-tapping music, and really looking forward to being back in Richland Center.
Maggie May's Country Christmas Concert with the Sawmill Creek Band, including Eric Knopfsinger and special guest Leroy Elvis Peterson, will be performed this Sunday at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Doors will open at 1 and the show will get underway at 2. Tickets are priced at $25 per person. A group rate for 10 or more people is also available. Tickets can be purchased online at eventbrite.com, locally at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery, at Napa Auto Parts, or at the door as available. Proceeds from the concert go towards the Auditorium Building Fund for the ongoing restoration and renewal. For ticket information, you can call 608-604-7022. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Patsy Waslick.